Dixie City Jam by James Lee Burke. Not many people believe this, but in the early months of 1942, Nazi submarines used to lie in wait at the mouth of the Mississippi for the tankers that sailed without naval escort from the oil refineries of Baton Rouge into the Gulf of Mexico. It was a shooting gallery. Because of wartime censorship, the newspapers and radio carried no accounts of the American ships sunk off the Louisiana coast. But just after sunset, people could see the oil fires burning on the southern horizon like a quickening orange smudge low in the winter sky. While scuba diving in college on a calm, windless day, I accidentally found one of those submarines in 60 feet of water, resting at an angle on its keel, the deck rails and forward gun gray and fuzzy with seaweed. My heart was tripping against my ribcage, the blood vessels tightening in my head, but I refused to be undone by my childhood fears, and I swam down to the twisted remains of the periscope until I could see the swastika painted on the side of the conning tower. I took my bowie knife from its scabbard, and like the primitive warrior who must touch the body of a slain enemy,